BBC Radio 6 Music.
Yes, what's the deal, y'all? How y'all feeling out there? It's your man's Jay Dilla checking in. You know how we do. It's Worldwide Radio 1. You know how we do. So, you know, glad to be here. What's going on, y'all? Feeling it. Oh, yes, yes. Hello, hello there, hello there. So lovely to be back in London. Jay Dilla, Dilla, Dilla. Worldwide. Chilling with my man, Giles Peterson, dog. Radio 1. You know how we do.
Yo, welcome to Detroit, y'all.
Yeah. Y'all ready for some live? It's all real. Jay Dilla. About to set it the fuck off. Beaming like Uncle B's, clean my truck off. Y'all know. They shouldn't have let it look up in this bitch. Obviously, they don't know what they fucking with. Jay Dilla. Bars, nugget. I'ma hit y'all with the new. Get off the wall, nugget. Hey, I'ma see if y'all ready. Count it down. 3, 2, 1. With a title, Welcome to Detroit. Let's welcome you to Detroit. Well, the realness is about that. I mean, the compilation basically came about from a breakbeat album idea that Peter from BPE had, which turned into giving JD 100% creative control. Basically, he let me do whatever I wanted to do. So I wanted to put people on there who, you know, who's gonna spit, you know, I mean, lyrically. And represent Detroit, because I wouldn't have been able to pull this album off if it came out under a major, you know, because they're not gonna let you just do a song, and you can't just do an instrumental, and you gotta have this feature, and you gotta have, you know, you JD, why don't you got Erykah Badu, why ain't you got so-and-so on your album? You know, I would have to go through all of that instead of just putting out, you know, beats on this joint. Think Twice, you know, the Think Twice song, the Donald Byrd cover, basically, to make a long story short, it's one of my favorite cuts. I always wanted to replay it or sample it or anything, so that's why I messed with that. And, you know, just wanted to also get it to sound like something that I would find digging. You know, sonically, for those that don't know, that's very hard to do. It's like, and not saying that I did it, but it's really hard when I listen to a Roots album. You know, it's like, yo, they did a lot of work. They did a lot of work to get that sound. Because you compare that to a acid jazz group that does the same thing and plays the same instruments and record live and everything. It's just sonically, it just doesn't sound the same. You know, it's just like more of a raw sound. I wanted to do something that, you know, if you hear it, you'll hear Trans Europe Express. You know, that's what I was trying to get across, but in my own way, basically. And like I said, you know, it reminds me of some Terminator theme music. So, and that's where the melodies come from, and the strings, and you know, the whole direction of that song. Right now, what to expect is whatever I ain't touched on is what to expect, I guess you could say. So anything I've done, I'm not about to do. And that's my word. That's my word. Y'all gonna see it. Y'all gonna witness, bear witness. Like the Rico Suave Bossa Nova, just, you know, to show people a little difference. Checking in. Now, I'm gonna tell y'all about running. You know, Far Side. And, I've seen a fight out of that song from members of the group, because the 950 filter sounds better than the ASR10. Yeah, that was the argument, and that was the fight. Yeah, I mean a fight. Yeah, that was just one incident, but not to mention the others. I mean, I done seen this cat get his arm broke, and cats with leopard skin boxers on, their pants coming down in the session. Yo, man, I'm telling you, the making of this Far Side Lab Caviar album was hilarious. It was just all the way around. It got me prepared for what, you know what I'm saying, what was ahead in this rap game, basically. As far as I still together, you know?
There comes a time in every man's life when he's gotta handle shit up on his own. Can't depend on friends to help you in a squeeze, please. They got problems of their own. Therefore they count on 7 chicken shits. Don't get to heaven till they take these fears and these fears on. Just to get jacked back up in high school, I played it cool just so some real shit won't get full blown. Being where I'm from, they let the smoke come quicker than an evil redneck can lynch a helpless color figure. And as a victim, I am really low key. Still the keyhole itself got lower than me. So I stood up and let my free form freeze. Said I'm gonna get something before
before they knocking out me. I don't sweat it, I let the bullshit blow in the breeze. In other words, just the breeze, yeah.
Well, I remember coming to Worldwide about almost, what, 2 years? And, you know, I was in the middle of doing the Slum Village joint. That whole album just, you know, that was an experience, you know. They say we went platinum in the streets, or multi-platinum in the streets, because it was bootlegged. I mean, everybody got different companies bootlegged to the point where when it finally came out, everybody already had it. You know, but it's all good, and just to speak on that, I really thank you people who, you know, I thank the bootleggers because you actually helped me, because that gave me a little, I guess you would say, power in this industry, and it's needed, you know what I'm saying? Being an artist who wants to change things and wants to do something different, you can't do it alone, you know, basically, and it took all of that bootleg and all the labels to look at it and say, okay, this is actually, you know, people want this, you know what I'm saying? So let's get on it, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate everything on that. It's actually, it's cool with me.
You look and stare, I say you took it there. What's up with you? Hey, what's up with you? What you gonna do?
Gonna do.
You want me, don't you?
You want me, don't you?
I know you do.
I know you.
Yeah, I want you too.
I want you too.
You wanna do me? I know it's me. Yeah, I know it's me. I hope it's me. See when you notice me.
Notice me.
I noticed you.
I noticed you.
You say what up?
Say what up?
What up with you?
What up with you?
The things you do and who you do it to. Watch what you do. I'm seeing you. I know what's good for you.
Good for you.
It's just 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 for you. Don't need a check to be my check. If you gonna be my check, to be my check. Don't talk no shit.
Talk no shit.
Who you with?
Who you with?
Are you with him?
Are you with him?
The package.
The package.
I guess it's meant for us to split. It must be meant for us to split. I be the man.
I be the man.
Now understand.
To understand.
I understand.
I understand.
I be the man.
I be the man.
See what you do. It's up to you. It's up to you. What you do. It's up to you.
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 Well, working with Common, it's like, I tell everybody, it's like working with Slum, it's like working with Frank and Dank, Fat Cat. That's like, he's a Midwest cat. He's automatically, he's connected with us, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he damn near staying in the D. He been coming to the Detroit for the longest, you know what I'm saying? I kind of knew what he wanted, you know what I'm saying? He gave me an idea of the direction he wanted to go. Basically, just let me do my thing. Just after that, just whatever you bring is what we're going to do. And from hooks to beats to whatever.
Now why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? Now why you wanna go and do that, huh? Now why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? Now why you wanna go and do that,
Yeah. I like this one. Like Jimmy said.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone?
Never lies,
you don't know what
talk about these things we see. Walking across the land of the debate, let's talk about these joints we got. Everybody get down on that, let's talk about these things we see. Make it up, put it up, no, no, no. Talk about these joints again. Hey, 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 hey. Let's talk about these rules of grain, and the things we take, and the jobs we hold, and the land is stolen, and the fucking tool, and the love for you, and the things we do, and the things. Let's talk about these rules of grain, and the things we take, and the jobs we hold, and the land is stolen, and the fucking tool, and the love for you, and the things we do, and the things. Let's talk about these rules of grain, and the things we take, and the jobs we hold, and the land is stolen, and the fucking tool, and the love for you, and the things we do, and the things. Let's talk about these rules of grain, and the things we take, and the jobs we hold, and the land is stolen, and the fucking tool, and the love for you, and the things we do, and the things.
Working on the Slum album. The illest thing I can remember is going to the studio and seeing D'Angelo, and it was him and Amir Thompson. But this cat comes in, D'Angelo comes in first with the cigarette, you know, just chilling and kicking it, whatever, whatever. But he gets behind this Fender Rhodes, and this is my first time out. You know, I've jammed with him before, whatever, but this is the first time. You know, he's recording, you know what I'm saying? We about to put something down, so I swear, I got dats at the crib of just playing, just him and Amir, just seemed like it was all night, different grooves, till we just like, okay, well, we'll use this one. And I just gotta say, he is, what the things he do with that keyboard, you can't play like that, man. I mean, people can't just, he got his own thing, man. You might be like Stevie Wonder with that, but that's Soul Quarian crew. D'Angelo, myself, Amir, and James Poison. We automatically click the Aquarian thing, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Just come to find out we're all Aquarian. So basically, I mean, Amir is in my head. If I can say this, Amir would be, if I could just pull him out of my head, and he would be the drum kit that I would use on joints, because it's unlimited. It's unlimited the things he can do with that. You know, D'Angelo would be the keyboard player, the song arranger in my head. You know what I'm saying? The stuff that, it's like, it's unlimited. Like, if I have samples that I need, I don't want to clear it. James, just like that, he'll play it, redo it. Even if it's drums behind the loop, Amir can come in and put him right there to EQ just like him. I mean, so that's why it's good to have them brothers in my pocket, because that's some serious business, man. And it's hard to find talent like that, because, you know what I'm saying? Well, I consider the best of the best right here. And it's just, okay, well, what do we do?
Baby, baby, baby. All I do is cry, 'cause you're the most precious thing.
Check it out. Jay Dilla touching down in your city. You know how we come through. 97 through 99 FM. Radio 1. Some influence, like I said, were Kraftwerk, Prince, James Brown, Jack McDuff. These are all people I grew up listening to, like in my household. Classical music, I can't even name anything. My mother listened to classical music. Old doo-wop music, Platters, and, I mean, Four Freshmen. But right now, Radiohead, probably a Stereo Lab, Omar, High Tech, Timbaland, Madlib. Okay, check Feather, Going Through Changes. Yeah, I don't know why I think of that. It's on, I think, Discovery Records. And it's actually one of the joints that I did use on Beats, Rhymes, and Life album. But this song is, you know, a good song to listen to also, so I definitely recommend that.
This is Dilla, and you're listening to it on Six Music, the one and only JD Words and Music from 2001. It finishes off our series celebrating the alternative sound of hip-hop. It's not been completely alternative at all times, but it's been pretty much on that side of the fence. I hope you've enjoyed the music. Thank you so much to my producer, Tom Fuller, for putting the hours in and getting all that music out and just bringing back all those memories. I really hope you've enjoyed what we've been able to celebrate over the 5 weeks. And I'll be back next week as normal with a little bit of hip-hop in the show. There's some artists that we still haven't actually done, which I'm now going, oh my god, we got to get Cool Keith on the show, for example. Thank you so much for listening. Here's one group that I haven't played for the whole series, and I think it's time that I did play a little bit of their music, because they've been subversive throughout. They've been making changes, they've been at the forefront, and with time you're realizing the influence that they've had, whether it was as Bratz on the first Def Jam tour of the UK, or whether it was working with people like Groove Holmes, the organist, later on in their career, and working with great collaborations such as this one. Q-Tip and the Beastie Boys, Get It Together. Take care. I'll be back next week.
1 2 1 2, keep it on. Listen to the distance, cause we keep it till dawn. Listen to the ass track, got it going on. Listen to the ladies, come on and let me spawn. Pour your eggs, then you go up the river. Listen to the ass track, that freak me.
You foul, I'm that rock, and I shock, and I tick, and I talk, and I can't stop with the Bobby Ross. See, I got heart like John Stoss. He is mad smart. Pass me the mic, and I'll be rocking the whole park.
From the M to the C to the A, and it's a boss. The rhymes that we boss on the topic of lust.
And my mind's just not built for love. I'm let me get down to the rhythm. Yes, I get funky and I shoot it on my chism like John Boone. The X-rated and it is. Listen to this, this, cause I am the ill figure. Nobody's getting any bigger than this.
Get it together. Get it together.
Get it. Phone is ringing. Oh my god.
Get it together.
Because both of them is bony. Gotta do it like this, like Chachi and Joni.
Cause she's a cheese and I'm the macaroni. So why?